Horoscope Brasa.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cack in between. My name is Ras.
And I am Trody.
And this week, Fast X your seatbelts. It's a big one. This week, we have a special guest again. A special guest that was special the first time.
It's not special the second time.
It's not that special.
It's special the second time because I brought sisters again.
Yeah, he did. He makes it special.
Yeah, make it special.
With a little bit of coconut can make anything special.
Yes, cardamom, some stroop.
But I'm the first guest that's made a return, eh?
Yeah.
Okay,
you're
cool.
The first...
returning...
Family member. First returning family member. Yeah, yeah. Sulaiman from the Casual Talk Podcast. Welcome.
Thanks.
Say hi to the crowd.
Hi, crowd.
Well, we have sound effects for that.
Yeah, we do have sound effects for that, but I will do it in post. But yeah, thanks a lot. We have the same passion for this franchise, I think.
Yeah.
Whether it be dwindling. At this point, a little.
Shots fired.
Or look,
this
I'm just,
early.
I'm not.
This early.
Nothing is concrete.
Foreshadowing.
I'm just saying that maybe. I don't know how you guys feel. We saw the movie a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken about it.
Yeah.
And now this is the platform where we're going to share our thoughts. But first, let's get into the news.
News and shorts.
Sequel time!
So many.
Sequel announcements. Jody, hit us with the first one.
Not even part twos, eh?
No. Fives. We're talking fives
sevens.
And sevens.
Let's start with the lowest.
Okay.
Deadpool 3 update.
Nice.
So, kind of linked to the writer's strike.
Yeah.
Deadpool 3 has started filming, but Ryan Reynolds is legally prohibited from improvising on set.
100%. Because he belongs to the Writers Guild of America.
Yeah.
So he can't actually create
lines.
Yeah, he can't ad-lib, which is like his only superpower.
It took me so long to find that in the thing. Because most of the articles are just, he can't improv.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but why?
Yeah, because he's part of the Writers Guild of America. So any changes that he makes to the script... it's like...
Yeah, he's going against the...
Exactly.
Yeah, the cause.
Crossing the line.
Crossing the line.
Which apparently, what's his name did. They're accusing... Oh, I think it's God. Lynch. David Lynch of crossing the picket line.
But I feel like they're clipping his wings a little bit with not allowing him to ad-lib.
Sure, but then the studio should pay the writers. Look, I mean, it's the streaming services that they're mainly upset about. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, Netflix, fucking start doing your shit because... Mm. They started charging people in the UK and the US for extra accounts.
Yeah, password sharing,
$7.99.
Yeah. I think it's definitely going to come this way pretty soon.
Do you have to, is it every month you have to register on the Wi-Fi network?
Yeah. So every month you have to log in from the same like IP address and like Wi-Fi network. So if you've got, if you share your password with somebody, like say if you live in town and I live all the way in the north, I need to come all the way to Cape Town.
Yeah.
Log in here and then go back home.
Look how he suddenly reveals what's going on with our streaming relationship.
Yeah, Jody has to come. That's why we record here.
Can renew his LinkedIn.
They need more revenue and that's where they're getting it from.
Yeah.
But I doubt that it's going to go to the writers.
No. Why do you think they're striking?
What's our next sequel story, Jody?
So the next one that we have is that Lionsgate has confirmed that John Wick 5 is in early development.
I do not know how I feel about this. Have you seen the latest one?
I haven't seen the newest one.
Why are you fucking sitting here? I mean, it might be the best one.
Yeah, I've heard it. It's really, really good.
Yeah, well, if you heard, then why didn't you do something?
It's in people's like top lists of like the year so far.
It's really good. And I was happy.
The ending was, it was a perfect ending.
It really was.
You can interpret it as ambiguous, but they could just leave the series there and it would have been completely fine. What's interesting with this, though, is that the director is not confirmed.
Yeah.
Like, Chad Stahelski is not confirmed.
I mean, he must be tired.
he's also said the story was told. Yeah, so story unless was he told. Gets a dope story, he's not coming back for another one.
Mm. But the next movie is going to be Ballerina with Ana de Armas. So okay. It's a spin-off, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
But I don't need to see John Wick again.
Yeah.
Unless it's a flashback, but I really don't need to see John Wick again.
Mm. True. Which kind of segues into the next one, because there was a time that we thought Toy Story ended perfectly.
Yes.
Then we thought it ended perfectly again.
Yeah.
And apparently,
it's not perfectly enough now.
Yeah, Tim Allen has come out and said Toy Story 5 has been in development for some time already.
Okay,
why?
About
that. He's a Republican man. He's struggling to find work.
He's still upset about Lightyear.
Yeah, he could be lying, I think.
He's manifesting.
He's trying to make it happen. Yeah.
I mean, will Tom Hanks come back? I mean, no, he can't. Because they split up. I mean, spoiler alert. Mm. But
did you watch Toy Story 4?
Yeah, I watched Toy Story 4. I did watch
it. He's got an 8-year-old and a 2-year-old. I'm sure he's but they split up in the end. I'm okay with that too. Like, what the fuck?
I know. But look, we did think part 3 was like perfect ending. All the toys got a new family. It was dope.
It was dope.
Then part 4 comes out and somehow...
Yeah.
They still make it more cool. Perfect. So they can
Money's nice.
Money is nice, but it's also Pixar hasn't been winning that much lately.
Yeah, Elemental's reviews, early reviews have come out and it's a bit hit and miss.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
That this morning.
Wow.
So
fresh off the presses.
You see now.
You heard it here first.
Not fresher than those sisters.
They were still warm when he got there, and he took 75 minutes to get there. So either he's got an oven in his car or
I put it in the motor.
Just like a family member would.
That's what makes it taste great, that oil.
Yeah.
Don't you fuck this, man.
I know.
Quentin Tarantino. Still talking cake. Like, I can't believe these directors just can't let things go.
Yeah. And
just be like, I make this type of movie and other people make those type of movies.
Make different things.
What did he say, Jody?
So, he's doing a lot of work now because his film's been announced, these 10th and final.
The
film.
Movie critic.
Yes. Mm. So, he's doing a lot of press right now. In one of his interviews, he started, I don't know if they asked him this question directly, but he starts going off on streaming films.
Yeah.
And now the movies themselves are like nothing. He says at cinema, the movies used to, it was an event. People knew what the movie was. It's in the press, it's being hyped. Mm. Whereas now Netflix drops something and they're like, this is our most watched movie ever. And you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Which I understand, but why do you have to shit on that content?
Yeah.
He mentioned The Rock by name as well. Yeah.
Just like, dropped it in there.
Because he was like, yes, this bullshit movie with The Rock. With The Rock. And it does this and it does that. Look, he's got a point, but my thing is, like, let everybody eat.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's still regarded one of the greatest directors of all time. He's still making his fucking movies. We had a discussion before. We believe it's not going to be his last film.
No.
Right?
It's probably not going to be his last movie.
Yeah, he's addicted to it. Yeah. He loves it so much. So hold your pick, make your movies, and get let other people do the shit.
Yeah.
Just let people enjoy this stuff.
Yeah.
There are more platforms for different types of directors. We're now seeing directors from all over the world get films out.
Yeah.
Like people from Cape Town are producing Star Wars content. Do you think that would happen without streaming?
No.
Not the damn.
The internet has changed the game.
Exactly. So
it's been changing the game.
Exactly. Yeah. And people have different tastes. You know, Jody and I walked out of a terrible movie recently. I'm not going to drop the name.
But...
And
in this economy,
no,
you walked out of a movie in
free tickets.
Free tickets.
Okay.
But no, we finished the movie.
Yeah, we finished the movie. But we walked out of the movie, and as we were walking out, and I was thinking to myself, "Yo, that movie was a kolom kak." And someone behind us was like, "Yo, the movie was quiet."
And we just hoped it wasn't anyone in our group.
But I mean, everyone has different tastes.
Everybody has different tastes,
and there's entertainment for everybody. Mm. So just let people love, my brother.
Yeah.
It's almost like him, Scorsese.
It's like the boomers of the movie world.
I mean, far be it from us to be ageist.
No, fuck them. They fucked our economy. They fucked everything. Property rates.
Now we can't buy houses and only afford avocado toast.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got it in your Netflix subscription.
That's a really specific reference.
Ray Stevenson.
Ending of our news on a sad note this week.
Yeah. Ray Stevenson, he's an actor you will probably recognize, but you might not know his name.
Yeah.
He's been in so many things. And honestly, I will still say he's my favorite Punisher.
The best Punisher today. Mm.
Did you watch that, Paul?
Yeah, I did.
He shot a guy with a fucking rocket.
Yes. Yeah.
And it hit him mid-air and turned him to mush.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the best.
Yeah.
It's the only Punisher film that's actually captured the essence of the Punisher.
Yeah, he punched the guy's face in.
Yeah.
In any case, Ray Stevenson.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He punished the shit.
Yes, sis.
So Ray Stevenson passed away at the age of 58. We don't know what happened. That he's been filming in Italy, I think it was. And they found him in his room. He died.
Mm. Strangled by a piece of pasta.
Could have been.
No, Jody. Have somebody spank.
Upsetti spaghetti. Jesus.
Have somebody spank.
Anyway, one of the few actors that's played multiple Marvel roles because he was also in Thor. Played Falstaff.
Oh.
Was one of the Warriors 3.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And he was recently in one of my favorite films of last year, which was RRR.
Yes, he was in the.
He was the villain, an evil villain.
Yeah, and he just like.
Is there any other kind of villain?
Yeah. No, I mean, there's villains that are.
You must get understandable villains now.
Yeah, you get relatable villains. You like.
Woke villains.
Woke villains. Yeah. But
we're
going to
talk about the dope villain today.
He was just a straight up villain.
Yeah.
But yeah, RIP Ray Stevenson, you're all star, you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
I do. I didn't know you needed my affirmation for that. That sounded rhetoric.
That's why I was just fucking with it.
I felt the rhetoricness in the question.
Sec, it's time for a review.
This week we are reviewing the one, the only,
the next installment in the saga.
Mm.
Yeah. First part of a new trilogy.
Please don't interrupt me when he's doing it. This guy.
Fartex. This is what I was thinking.
He comes in with consistency and things he fucking runs.
Yes. Can we just start at the top?
Yeah. Let's take it from the top. Fartex, go.
Fartex, directed by Louis Leterrier.
Kind of.
Yeah. Over many missions and against impossible odds, Dom Toretto and his family have outsmarted and outdriven every foe in their path.
Is that what it says? Outdriven?
I don't make this shit out.
Outsmarted
and outdriven. Now they must confront the most lethal opponent they've ever faced. Fueled by revenge, a terrifying threat emerges from the past to shatter Dom's world and destroy everything and everyone he loves.
On the road. Oh, damn it. I wish they could have given fucking another one.
Yeah, I'll get some more car puns in there.
Who does it star, Jody?
We've got Vin Diesel. We've got Michelle Rodriguez, Jason Statham, Jordana Brewster, Tyrese Gibson, Ludacris, Nathaniel Emmanuel. Charlize Theron, John Cena, Soon Kang, Helen Mirren, Brie Larson, Scott Eastwood, Jason Momoa, Alan Richson, Danella Melchior.
Wow. That's a cast, eh?
That's a mouthful.
That's an ensemble of notes.
Yo, bruh. So, what was the story? it starts like every other one.
Yeah.
Someone from Dom's past somehow comes back for revenge.
Yeah.
Which is classic.
Classic.
But the retcon was amazing.
Yes, the retcon, we start right off with the retcon.
Yeah, I mean, they showed a big chunk of Fast Five.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, almost the entire final sequence. That scene.
Yeah. It almost looked like new footage that they didn't show in the movie before.
but
it's like they were saving it for like Fast 10.
But I think they also wanted to show a lot of Paul Walker, man, in that, give him some screen time.
His props,
away. So when that incident happened, we didn't see that Jason Momoa's character, the new villain, Dante.
Mm-hmm. Dante. Ashanta. Reyes.
He was actually the son of...
What's the guy's name again?
Reyes.
Reyes,
But that...
What's his name?
Mr.
Mr. Reyes,
Who can I just say... Some of the worst de-aging I've seen in my life.
Oh my God, what
it was just like skin smoothing. Yeah,
but that whole, the CGI involved in that entire retcon was dodgy.
Mm. Yeah.
The feathering on the outline of the character was terrible. So Dante was there and he's Reyes' son. Mm. And when they did that whole thing where the safe knocks the cars, it was actually Dante that was driving it.
Yes.
With the light machine gun on top, and he fucks in the water with a skull injury.
And died for like 4 minutes. Or something.
Several minutes.
Yeah.
And then didn't Abby say that's how he became Aquaman?
Yes.
You didn't tell me that's why he's in the movie.
She fucking saw it and she's like, Aquaman.
Natural crossover.
Yeah, and she's like, boom, Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Yeah, I actually thought that he was going to take them underwater for the final battle.
It would have made,
yeah, because they were in space. Now they need to go
below. But I mean, then we might not have gotten such great dialogue.
Don't give them ideas. Someone pitches up in the submarine. That's all I'm going to say.
The next fight is probably in the Earth's core or something like that. But that happens, and then Dante wants revenge, and his whole thing is like, I like that aspect. I'm going to use your family against you. Your family. You've been saying family so many fucking times, and I'm going to use your family against you, which was cool.
It was.
And then things happen.
Yeah. Things happen.
Yeah.
So, but like, I think just from a technical standpoint, there was a lot of
shoddy CGI.
What's happening?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's happening?
Yeah. I mean, you make that gesture. Yeah. I did that a few times.
Yeah.
In the cinema.
I think we all did.
Yeah. It's like,
what the hell?
because there's so many, like, subplots and, like, parallel storylines that, like, they cut the scenes.
Yeah. Should the movie have been as long as it is?
No.
I agree.
That's a bit too long. But come in. Let's find positives and let's bounce between good and bad.
Okay.
So, story-wise, not great. But also, 10 movies into a series, it's not often that the stories get better.
So, the script is an issue.
Yeah.
We know the story of Justin Lin when he left the project.
Yeah.
Two days in.
They were having a meeting about notes.
Yeah.
On a Saturday. I remember it like it was yesterday. They were having a meeting about notes on a Saturday, and it just... they came to a major agreement, and they were arguing and shouting, and then he slammed the door and said, this movie's not worth my mental health.
Okay.
And then he left.
What I also remember, Ross, is they literally had just shot all of the stuff for, like, all the promotional material for restarting filming.
Yeah. But
I watched
a video, man, where The Rock is like, hey, Justin Lin, like, looks like he's been held hostage.
Yeah, in everything. Yeah, I mean, like, Vin Diesel said, we're filming.
I'm excited.
Mm. Vin Diesel, not The Rock.
Whatever. They're the same person. So then they actually were searching for a director. Abby, type. Sorry, we have a technical issue.
Technical difficulties.
There's the tape.
I'm talking past my mic here.
There we go. Just hold it like that, the tape technician.
Ah.
She only put two pieces on.
Don't be saying that.
I was, now wasn't.
Don't say that. She's that just go around.
Strap it, girl. Put another.
Just go right round, baby, right round. Tape it all day.
Because this fucking movie's not pretty.
I kind of want to do like.
Get the taint. From front to back.
Around the barn and in the basement.
See?
Is it
That's
please fine. Don't touch it again.
Yeah. Mm. Don't fuck with my shit, man.
Okay, here we go.
So they needed a new director.
Yeah.
The Russo brothers were considered. Ant-Man director.
Peyton Reed
was considered. The previous directors, James Wan, was considered.
Mm.
They went through like all of them, and then they found Leterrier, who had worked with Statham before on Transporter 1 and 2. Then motherfucker says, on his way to set, on the plane, they had asked him, oh, can you rework the third act? And he ended up rewriting the script on the plane to the set.
As one does.
And he's like, I didn't get sleep for days. And
I'm like, best writing done.
Motherfucker, we can tell you didn't get sleep. Because this script is honestly, in my opinion, one of the worst from the whole franchise.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot that didn't work.
No.
So for one, we've got... What type of model is this now? Is it almost like the Avengers model when you have too many characters where they've got to split them into little groups so that you make everyone feel relevant, right?
Yeah.
Too many stories are being told here.
Yes.
Some that just seem to peter out into nothing also.
Yes.
Like complete nothing.
There were references made that they never went back to.
Mm.
There were a few scenes that I felt did not... need
like
to...
move the plot.
I was confused by them.
The Pete Davidson scene was...
yeah.
Just a waste of
we'll
life.
Get into it in spoilers.
Specifically.
Yeah. I imagine we have to get through this so we can fucking get to spoilers.
Yeah.
But okay. Story-wise, not the best.
Mm-hmm. No.
Let's talk performances.
Yeah.
Worst to best.
Okay.
I think we all know was the worst. Roman. And I know you've been waiting to say that.
Roman was the worst.
Yeah, yeah. It was
Roman, but you've got to include Tej in that.
No, only sure.
They are a dynamic duo.
They're the black duo.
An undynamic duo.
It's kind of getting a little coonish the way they put the two black guys together
all the time
and be like, you are the comic relief. Yeah, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da.
But like, where's the comedy though?
Can you defend Roman?
No, I've been a Roman and Tej stan for a long time.
Thank you. Finally.
This is the first time that I've been like...
The first time?
Nothing worse.
No, it is the first time.
Literally the first time. I stand by my previous review.
I've been a Roman hater since Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, no, he's funny. No, I still think he's funny.
Delusional.
It worked in the last few.
No, it didn't.
This one...
Thank you.
There is not a single line. There's not a single element of the character that works. And it's such a missed opportunity to just not pay up new people.
Yeah.
Who typically don't go on missions together to get new dynamics.
So I did make a list of like best bits of dialogue and worst bits of
but
dialogue.
But let's do performances quickly.
Okay.
Okay.
But this is relevant to this.
Okay.
Just to speak about,
give us a few.
No, I just want to give you one.
Okay.
Which is when they are in Italy and Tej says to Roman, the only thing you know about Rome is Roman noodles.
Mm.
There is no such thing as Roman noodles.
Yes, there's no such thing.
Mm. I Googled Roman noodles. And Google was like, do you mean Roman noodles?
Yeah.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
It's like there was no dialogue for them and they just made it up on the spot.
I think so.
But I will also say one of the worst performances for me was actually Vin Diesel.
Like he didn't know what the character's doing anymore?
No. There was...
Slow.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm tired.
But have you seen him in real life?
He's totally different.
I mean, in terms of how he looks and comes across, he's getting to Steven Seagal territory now in terms of his... Like what's going on
but
with
I think,
him?
Yeah, he just gets into shape for like the movie.
Does he though?
I don't think
so. No, but like
I think it's CGI.
also him flexing as he walks.
Yeah.
No, look.
I don't think that's his arms anymore.
But even the character of Dom, in the beginning he was giving us a bit more. You know, there was light, there was dark, there were moments where he was like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? A little badass. Mm. Now it's just like this wooden thing that drives cars.
Yeah. I think also
Groot.
That the reference writes itself.
It's Groot in a car.
Groot in a car. I am God.
That car is not fucking made of wood. Yeah. That's for damn sure. Anyway, we'll get to that.
They try to reinforce the family thing, right? So Dom and Mia have had a grandmother.
Yeah, but wait, we're talking performances now. Fuck.
Just wait. No, I'm just saying in relation to his performance that. We have all these characters that are introduced that are, some are like new characters who are interesting, others are not interesting at all. And I don't feel like he knew how to interact with anything that was going on around him.
No. They separated him also from the rest of the crew.
Yeah.
And.
Because he's a star.
Yeah. But he was so, for a franchise that doesn't take itself seriously, he took himself really seriously.
Yeah.
I have a theory about why. It's almost like he's doing the Tom Cruise vibe of, I'm so serious about my films that you need to see that I'm a serious actor.
Yeah.
Because Tom Cruise, essentially, when he's making like these blockbuster films, he takes acting and his role as the lead actor very seriously.
Yeah.
The only difference is, you don't get more serious.
I don't know what their symbol is.
But that was close.
It's not that simple.
That's the rock.
I feel like Vin Diesel's maybe using that as a template for himself, except he can't do that.
Well, he doesn't have the talent, and he doesn't have the backing of the Scientology church.
Young Vin Diesel had the talent.
But he didn't have the Scientology.
Not the Scientology.
So, also, like, it's very sorry to...
No. Go ahead. This is a podcast where people talk.
So, recently on TikTok, I've been getting, you know, in those TikTok accounts that, like, break up movies into, like,
podcasts. I hate it so much.
So...
I hate it so much.
Sometimes it pulls you in, though.
But that's the issue because they're farming.
Yeah, and no, exactly. So
where then you get in the comments, where's part 55?
Where's part 102? So recently, the Fast and the Furious movie, the first one, has come up on, like, on my feed.
Yeah.
And it's so weird to see Vin Diesel that young and like that fresh faced.
Yeah.
And versus like now, he looks like an old man.
But it's exactly. And
he's
it's like
aged so badly.
You got back then why they were so loyal to him and why he had a charisma, he had a magnetism and he had this whole thing. And all of that just seemed to be gone in this film.
Yeah.
So that's one of my worst performances. If we go up the list, I think Letty was good. Letty was decent.
She had a very small part.
Very tiny. Very small, I mean, they focused a lot of the story.
Almost nerfed to a degree in terms of just how much she's been like locked
Natalie
up.
Natalie Emmanuel was also fine.
Yeah. Mm. Especially considering what she had to work with.
Exactly.
Because she is the third member to Tej and Roman.
Yeah. Mm. What did you think of Han's performance?
Middle of the...
He just pitched up. I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even think he had a script.
No. But also, I mean, he just eats. He just
pitched up to set. And what are we doing today?
Snacks.
Okay.
But he's not offending me when he's doing
that. He's not. No, he's not.
But other actors are actively offending us with how bad they are.
Also, why is he the only one that can't fight?
They seem to have forgotten that plot from, is it Fast 5?
They reverse stereotype that guy to the point where he can't. He's the only one that can't do kung fu.
Yeah.
And he drives really well.
Anyway, so they were serviceable. Mm. Everybody in the subplots, I think, were fine because they didn't have much to do.
Yeah.
And then we Alan Richardson?
Richardson.
Yeah. He's probably a Richardson, to be fair.
He is. Liked his inclusion, especially jumping off of the Jack Reacher series.
Have you watched Jack Reacher?
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
He's so good in there. Yeah. And I was like fine with it. Mm. Brie Larson?
She was fine.
Yeah.
I no issues with her performance. I still think it would have been better. We can spoil who she is now. I think it was revealed before.
Yeah, she's done, Brian's sister. Oh, were you disappointed by that?
I still think the fact that Paul Walker's absence is not explained in any capacity.
That is my so if I go to my notes and
mind-boggling
my question issue. Is my first
Where's
question
Pablo?
Is where the fuck is Brian?
Where's Pablo?
And it's never explained.
Yeah.
They don't call back to it. They include Jordana Brewster.
Yeah.
They include Mia.
To the point where she's leaving her kids with Brian.
Yeah. So
and doing dangerous shit.
Exactly.
Herself. Yeah.
And it's like, is he breastfeeding? I don't understand. And it's like, where they don't even remotely message where he is.
Yeah,
just kill the character.
I actually thought that when Vin Diesel was doing that in the garage, he was looking at the newspaper stuff. I thought something was going to come up and say, I actually thought they were going to say something like, and there's a thing where Brian died.
But
and it finally explained.
But don't you think that, okay, they didn't do it in this movie, but I would have killed Brian in this movie.
Yes.
Because of where Dante is coming from and he wants to hurt him the most.
And that's how you introduce Brie Larson's character as the sister to Paul Walker's character who finally got killed off because he's dead in real life and he can't keep forcing him in.
What movie did I watch? I didn't fucking make that connection.
No, she's not his sister. He's just
we're saying this is what we want.
We're theorizing.
Stop TikToking. Losing us.
Yeah, this is going to be a long one. We might even end it on a cliffhanger.
We're only 30 minutes in. What are you talking about?
Anyway, okay. Then one of the best performances for me was I really like Charlize Theron still.
Yeah.
I think she's great.
I love her character. What I don't like is that they've now done the thing of she needs to be physical when in every other movie she's been in the series, she hasn't had to do that.
Yeah. But that was a waste of her in the first place.
That's true
because
she's one of the few
great. Atomic Blonde, she kicks so much
and
ass.
And her Letty's fight was just brutal.
They
and
filmed that without the director.
What?
Yeah. Most of I don't know if you know, but most of the movie was filmed without
No, that's not true. That's not true. I know it may seem like it, but that's not true. They filmed that scene without the director. There was just the stunt coordinator and the crew, and they were working things out.
It was brilliantly done.
It was one of the best, but there was surprisingly few hand-to-hand combat fights in this one.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel only has a little mini one.
Small one.
Yeah.
And not the real gun.
And then Han and Jason Statham as well also has a...
Oh, that's not a fight.
Oh, I mean, that was like a...
Where do you rank Statham? He also just pitched up.
It's a lot of setup in this film.
Yeah.
So the greatest performance...
Jason Momoa. Unquestionably the best villain they ever introduced in the past series.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not even close.
All my best dialogue is his dialogue. Yeah, it's insane. One of them, I'm Dante. Enchanté.
Also, but his body language, everything, just it's on point.
It's so perfect.
Also, like him living his best dad bod life.
Oh, like, man. He had his...
Real life.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was his own clothes.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
the jewelry,
what I felt.
Everything. Yeah.
And this, it's like...
I think this was Jason Momoa's best performance ever as well. I mean,
wow.
That's a big statement to make.
But it's what Abby's saying. I've never felt someone mesh themselves so well with a villain in a movie where all of the best aspects of him is in that character and it works.
But it makes sense if your script is like garbage.
Yeah.
and they said like, okay, he maybe just looked at it and said, okay, I'm going to play with this. I'm going to work with this.
And my theory is that if you look at the first couple of scenes he's in, they had an idea for this character. And then I think he just said, fuck it, that's not working. And did his own thing. And give them credit because... those scenes where he's like licking the knife, which was in all the trailers, right? Yeah.
But the trailers didn't even give you the extent of what he did.
Not just the extent, but they don't show you any of the 180.
No.
Any of the, he's this other bra that is cack funny and scary and everything.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I think was a brilliant reveal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
I loved it.
But that actually wasn't the best performance.
Ooh. Okay.
So the best performance in that entire film is Vin Diesel's arms.
Yeah.
Because they were acting their fucking art.
Okay. Just that the flex
lift up a
every turn. No, the flexing it was ridiculous.
No, like when they arrested him.
Yes.
And he walked towards when he was walking towards the back of the van, he was like
but he's sitting also and he's flexing his arms.
I'm telling you, that was not his arms. The CGI budget was high for a reason.
The budget for this film, what did you think it was?
Close to 200.
No, the last time we discussed it was
340 million.
Lord. Yeah, we discussed 350 Lord. The last time.
But, COVID regulations and then the ballooning budget of them adding actors.
He's ballooning arms.
Yeah, ballooning arms, adding actors. The vest budget. like, it's a lot. It's a lot of money. But he didn't actually go full vest in this one.
No.
Because he picked up weight.
Yeah, we had the callback. We looked at his wedding photo.
Classy as shit, that wedding. Classy as shit.
Ridiculous.
I mean, those photos. I hope he looks back on those photos and just like, wow, what was I thinking?
Who took the photo? Wasn't there like two people at the wedding?
So performance-wise, we all agree Jason Momoa was the best.
And I would say Jason Momoa is so good that if he wasn't in this movie, I would have felt completely different about it.
Yeah, I would have felt like 100%
cheated. But him being in here made this. he made this like a cinematic experience.
I could not wait for him to come back on screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
And I like the movie with him and Charlize Theron, like, face
of this. Yeah. Yeah, just then.
Like a spin-off.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway.
Don't get ahead of things now.
Yeah. Okay, let's generally talk about the action because that's what these movies are about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In general, what did you think of the action?
It was okay. I think what was cool is that what looked like it could be the main sequence with the ball, the magnet ball thing.
Oh, the Acme bomb.
Yeah. Was actually very early in the movie. Expecting Wile E. Coyote.
It was fucking Wile E. Coyote supply that bomb.
Property of Acme.
I was waiting for
Don't shoot them ideas.
Come on, it's the most ridiculous bomb you've ever seen.
So I'm glad that wasn't the finale because it gave finale vibes in the trailers. And I'm like, haven't you guys done balls already?
Yeah, we've done balls.
Yeah, and also like the way that they spoke of that bomb, the name of that bomb in the movie, it's like...
What was the name of the bomb?
I can't even remember. It's like this long chemistry name. And
okay,
like,
so under worst bits of dialogue... Obviously everything Roman says.
Yeah.
But then anytime Tej says anything technical, it's horrible.
Yeah. Mm.
This is a nuclear quantum physics fucking thing bomb.
The IP addresses are moving all over the world. We can't trace our money. The money's gone.
And then
the crypto market, the blockchain.
Then you'll have Roman say
Elon Musk is on Twitter.
Then you'll have Roman say something like, talk English, nerd. Like you know.
Yeah. But I mean, Natalie Emmanuel was a little better, but every time Tej said something, I was just rolling my fucking eyes. It's ridiculous.
Also, you know, they had a slight callback to the fact that she couldn't drive. Like, she was joking about.
Now she studied about cars.
She's like, yeah, I know stuff now.
But then they don't actually have her driving except for the truck scene.
None of them are driving.
That's like the only bit.
The whole crew doesn't drive. Yeah, it's only Letty.
Han drives
Letty's on a motorbike.
Han and Roman get to drive a bitchy.
Yeah, but that's it. Like, it's a little. The rest of the time, it's just Vin Diesel sitting in the car.
I miss Hobbs saying, watch him work.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But I think the action itself, I don't want to compare it to other films. But, I mean, after watching John Wick and shit, it's like, this is so, it's too slick.
Yeah. Mm.
It's too.
Too choreographed.
Hollywood.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know if you guys, like, I don't know if this is like a spoiler, but if you watch all this, like, the scenes.
Yeah.
There's, like, subtle callbacks to, like, scenes from previous Fast and Furious movies, like the
helicopter thing.
Yes, like all those. It's like very much like, oh, that was like Fast 7. That was like Fast 6. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Very so little original stuff, actually.
Yeah, they literally running out of ideas. Mm. They've did balls before. 11, actually. Yeah. But yeah. So the action, it was a little underwhelming.
Yeah.
For a movie that is driven by action.
Also, yeah. I mean, story-wise, talking about Jason Momoa, so much of the ideas that I assume it's Louis Leterrier that brought it in, but so much is just Dark Knight. Because you've got Jason Momoa, whose character has a lot of inspiration from Heath Ledger's Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Even to the point where, as a villain,
a little Jared Leto sometimes.
A little. But he knows exactly what's going to happen in every situation and is prepared for it, but he's utterly tatty.
No, it's Joker with Batman's planning.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which is what Heath Ledger's Joker was.
But even his planning doesn't make sense. I'll get to that in spoilers. Yeah.
So there's elements of that. We literally have the truck flip as well.
Yeah, but happening. I mean,
it happens in the same way.
Yeah, but they're gonna flip trucks, man.
Not in that same way.
Every time they flip a truck, then they're like, Dark Knight! Come on. They flip trucks all the time. Yeah.
Christopher Nolan.
Oh my God.
Flips authentic trucks, Ross.
Yeah, he flips the real trucks. I'll flip him off, actually.
Authentically. So a lot of.
We can't talk too much without talking about spoilers, because a lot of the issues that I have involve like plot holes and shit like that. But overall, I just want to know from you guys, are you losing love for the family?
So I had a loss of love with like 8, 9, 8 and 7. I told you, like, I was starting to.
Same.
No, it's like you're not going to every family party anymore, man. Yeah. That type of vibe.
And then 9.
And then 9 came out. Because Justin Lin was back. And 9, as much as there was some irritating stuff and they like trying to address plot arm and all that kind, 9 came out and I was like, this is actually just a more interesting story again for me.
Yeah.
Like, they're getting me back in, man.
Yeah.
This one, without Jason Momoa, I would have been like, nah, guys.
Yeah.
I'll see you at the video shop for the next one.
Yeah,
I think for me, so I lost love when Justin Lin left.
Mm.
And then I kind of got back on board again when he came back in again. So I was like, okay.
So you're just a Justin Lin fan?
Well, these versions of the Fast and the Furious movies and stuff. But like, I think with this one, there was just like, almost like nothing.
Yeah.
It goes like.
We forgot to talk about John Cena and the child. What did you think of that?
For one, Jacob is less tanned in this movie than he was.
Can I give you my theory about that? So the reason he's less tanned is because they gave it to Alan Richardson because he was tanned all the time.
He was very tanned.
All the tanned.
So much tanned.
Tan budget, and they gave it all to Alan Richardson.
Who was that? He's Ames.
Mm.
He runs the agency.
The big guy, Richard.
The big guy, yeah.
Richard.
By the way, the real muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Vin Diesel.
Yes, he didn't have to flex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, and the child.
Yeah. B.
Low B.
Because saying Brian the whole time is weird because Brian's alive.
Exactly. Yeah. Brian's alive. So it's. Low B.
Low B.
How many protocols do you think he has?
Ooh.
Ooh. What?
Low B. Because.
Like when
if you remember back to part 9. When they invaded their farmhouse, there was a protocol for that.
That was a proper protocol.
Yeah, but this time they also
just go hide by the toilet.
There was a someone in the house protocol.
So
an uninvited guest.
I like John Cena. It was fine, but he had a personality transplant.
Yeah, complete.
Yeah, because he played like the goofy uncle.
Yeah, and I was like, it was jarring.
Yeah.
Thinking about where he was in the previous one.
It's a complete personality change. Yeah. It's a look change. But I also think they just gave him the idea and they handling it very poorly, but that he's a good guy now.
Yeah.
So now you can embrace your funny instead of just being serious and menacing.
Yeah.
And he just went, I'm doing John Cena now.
What a lost like opportunity to be like, because we, that light is in my nose is as Uncle Jacob and stuff. And I think it would be, but this is time allowing, is showing them build a relationship because he doesn't really know Uncle Jacob.
I think that was the point of their whole subplot is to, that what they
They already had something established, right? Yeah. Because he loved him. Mm. But I mean, if Uncle Jacob comes in as Fast 9 Jacob, serious man, and he now has to protect this child.
So you're asking for Terminator 2's plot?
A little bit. Basically. A little bit. I would have been more invested when spoilery things happen.
Yeah.
And but so I am also losing love for the family.
Mm.
I tried to give it my best shot, and I just don't have anything left.
Apparently the producers are asking for a lot more.
Look, I honestly don't think I'm going to watch the second one in the cinema.
Don't you dare.
Jodie,
you're not
going to
do it. You don't know you dare. And you guys ruin it.
You ready for spoilers?
Yeah.
Let's
go. So before we go there.
Oh my God, yes.
Choir Night.
This is a knife for me, no?
Mm.
Like a hard knife for me. Pause.
Yo. Emphasize that long.
Consensual, though.
Consensual, yeah.
Consensual. I mean, there was a lot of us. Yeah.
Jody?
I am still quiet.
Yes.
I am still quiet.
No.
I came out of that movie, and this might be all Jason Momoa related, but I came out of there and I had fun.
You have Jason goggles on.
I've got Jason goggles on. But I still came out and felt that exhilaration of a cinematic experience.
No.
It might also be that this was the loudest movie I've ever seen at IMAX.
It's so loud.
My eyes.
What are you doing?
I'm not even touching it.
It's that odd night that... I think I'm slept now.
I'm done. Odd night complete.
Okay. Abby, try typing though. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But all the way around the bottom, sorry. That's too short.
Mm. My bad. Okay, now I need to go all the way around.
Yeah, girl. Get in.
Just wait till we go.
Yeah, we will.
He's like, can you get the tape? I can Vic.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, Jody.
Gosh, this movie was so loud that my eyes were hurting from the sound. Eyeballs were vibrating.
But didn't your wife was like, when the ads are playing, it's like, is this going to be this loud the whole time? You don't know what you're in for.
Yeah, that IMAX don't fuck around when it comes to it.
Jenna was overwhelmed. She's never been there before, and she was overwhelmed with the experience.
Wow. Mm.
But honestly, for me, I still came out like, I had fun.
Mm.
It's almost like the stupid stuff. I could just deal with it because I'm like, these things that offset it enough for me.
That's nice for you.
That's a quiet for me.
I'm happy for you.
That's a quiet for me.
No, it's a knife for me. I can't.
Not the hard one? Not the hard one.
Not a hard one. I would say fast.
Yeah.
Fast. Hard and fast.
But not hard. It's to the point where now I just can't forgive things anymore. Because they've had so much time to learn and correct and tweak, especially after the reception of the last one.
Yeah.
Mm. And I felt like they had an opportunity to sort of bring it back, which they did to a degree. They brought things a little bit more grounded in the wrong way. Yeah. And even Jason Momoa's performance couldn't save it for me.
Okay.
So it's a knife from even. Mm. I'm sorry.
Gal Gadot is back.
Giselle.
What are your thoughts on that, casual?
Nobody really dies because this, like the fact that she's back, right, could possibly mean that like Jesse could come back from the first movie.
Mm.
That's open.
That's right.
Like, what happened to like the other crew members from Fast 1?
Yeah.
Fast and Furious 1.
The only one we know is dead is the one who died in part 6.
Evie is dead.
Yeah, but like, what's that other dude? The guy with the slicked hair back?
Yeah, slick back hair man.
Slick back hair man, yeah. He could come back. Yeah. Like,
There will be a tie back.
There will probably be a tie back.
We completely missed Danella Melchior's character in our non-spoiler.
That's fine.
But that's an interesting introduction because somehow
it's not interesting at all.
Somehow you just force another connection.
This is Jodie giving them too much props again. It's like fucking I'ma let a sister, I'ma let a bro, I'ma let a uncle.
It's all connected.
John Cena dies.
Luke,
but really? Lucas, Jacob.
But did he die though?
That's my point.
Yeah, that's
and,
yeah.
And that's as dead as can be though. No. Unless he ejected.
Because
Jacob died, Tej died, Roman died, and Natalie died.
Yeah, technically.
Technically.
On what we saw on screen.
Yeah.
But we know they're not dead for a fact.
Yeah. Sure.
And I saw a poll online and majority believes that Jacob isn't dead.
Yeah.
But it takes all the danger out of it. It takes all the weight.
There's no stakes.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's no
all the weight is gone. Only chicken.
Only chicken.
And I mean, we're not here for chicken.
You know, chicken. We want the beef.
For Wagyu, baby.
Wagyu beef.
So John Cena dies. Giselle is back. Yeah. And the Rotz is also back.
Yeah. The Rotz is terug.
He's terug. And I was watching that scene.
With his accent as well.
Yeah, some bitch.
Some bitch.
But it was a... While I was watching that mid-credit scene and they show his figure with a mask and stuff, and I'm like, who the fuck else can it be?
Yeah, exactly. Who else looks like an actual rock?
Yeah, like it's... like, what the fuck?
But also, like, why is he wearing the mask, man?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a stupid reveal. Yeah. It's a stupid reveal. And they should have blown that place up.
Yeah.
Do you know who else it could have actually been? There's one other person it could have been. You know the guy that The Rock fights in part 5 with a plane taking off?
Yeah.
That big
the MMA British fighter.
Dude.
Yeah.
It could have been him.
But why?
Just because it's Fast and the Furious.
It could they be need anybody. The connections.
But he's not significant at all.
Look, they'll make a way.
Less significant characters have gotten called that. The meaningful death in the first half of the movie was the guy from Brazil.
Yeah.
Who's now Dom's best friend.
Oh, yeah.
God. In the Porsche. It's like, it was also, that was shoehorned in, eh? Yes. No, I mean, literally, because they were filming already. And then the director said, we need to race something.
Yeah. And then we can't not have a race.
They added that scene in. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Also, that scene was evident of like how bad the CGI was.
Oh, man.
And like how bad the cinematography was for that movie.
Yeah.
You talk about callbacks also, eh? Calling back to the Fast and the Furious with the Nas scene.
Yeah, yeah. Also, like, can we all just like acknowledge that?
We can.
Like that Nas doesn't work the way that it works. That
No, Nas does not work like that. No. You can badmouth the acting as much as you do, but when you get to the technicalities
of dissect. Because Nas can't make your car go faster than it can actually go.
It can.
No, it can't.
No, it can't.
How do you think he got those helicopters?
Can you just give us a quick explanation of how it works, please?
So Nas only increases acceleration. It doesn't increase the top speed of your car. So if your car hits 220 and your car can only go 220, Nas isn't going to make your car go 300 kilometers per hour.
Yes.
Sounds like a person without family. You know? Because the Nas that I know from Fast and the Furious can do whatever you need it to do.
That's true.
At any point.
It can save you and your son.
It will save you and your son. It will destroy helicopters. It will pull a safe. It will do whatever you damn well need it to do without any argument. This is what the pitch meeting goes like.
We need ideas.
I'm the Vin Diesel now.
Look at me. I'm the Vin Diesel now.
Okay, I have a few questions. Okay, we kind of touched on that. Why didn't Dante go after Brian? You can't answer that.
Out of all the people who contributed to his dad's death, Brian was right there.
Well, he was next to
Vin Diesel.
Exactly. Yeah. How did they get to Rome so fast when Roman and the team were already there?
Jets with Nas. Why do you still ask?
Okay, answered.
Okay, answered.
How can they just punch agents in full body armor?
Yeah.
And not only Vin Diesel. She's a twig.
Yeah.
And she's knocking motherfuckers out.
Yeah, but she believes in herself.
The power family.
And then she's like, you know what? Maybe I should go home to my kids now.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, okay, bye.
And also like the scene when the agents come into the house and she sees somebody flying in the kitchen. She's like, I know who that is. Because she gave like a little bit of a smile to the kitchen. Mm. We couldn't see who it was, yeah. obviously. But I mean,
I knew it was John Cena.
Yeah, exactly. But like, she couldn't see who it was.
Yeah. But I mean, every man in her life, except for Brian, is super strong.
Yeah.
So it could have been any one of them. Yeah. And I get why she was smiling, because it's like, it could be Vin.
Could be.
It could be the Rots. Yeah. It could be Jacob. It could be, you know.
Speaking of strong Vin, do you think they asked Vin Diesel, what is your feat of strength going to be ahead of time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this time we have the one-handed car pickup.
Yo.
Highway.
That was, for me, was like, what are we actually watching right now?
Yeah.
You picked up an entire car.
Yeah.
With one hand.
And it
didn't even look like you were struggling. You
know
like,
how they set it up so cleverly is... Motherfucker had two hands on it. And then the guy was like, I could do you one better. And throws him a gun. Throws him a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, okay, Vin Diesel's going to flip this car with like two hands, normal ping. And then they throw him the gun and he's like, I have to hold this gun.
Yeah.
And then he starts. And then I was like, oh, you think this is cool. Mm-hmm. It is not cool.
Next movie, no hands.
Just penis. Dom's dick.
Also, I think I've got a theory about the power of family.
Yeah.
The power isn't actually the family. It's that chain that he wears. The rosary. Mm.
That's another thing I had an issue with.
That's Christianity.
Yes. So they
here we go.
So they're trying to push Christianity on me. First of all, this is...
So you know it's not Scientology.
This is propaganda.
Vin Diesel needs his thing.
Yeah.
He couldn't get in Scientology.
So now it's Christianity. So, the next one.
Let's go back to worst bits of dialogue.
Yeah, can I just say my note on Roman and Tej is that this is atrociously and aggressively unfunny.
Yeah.
Also the way that like Roman tries to act like the leader and then he tries to like have that like Mel bravado, like bruh.
Well, let's talk about that scene because I have questions about that.
Yeah.
Did they ever get all the stuff they needed?
What did they need?
Guns and the laptops and everything. They asked for so much.
No.
No, 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 no. So, no. And also, like, where did all the cash go to then?
Yeah. Also, why did the
cash? Tell you where the cash went. Went to the hitmen who were after them. They explained that. They said that the money was being siphoned.
The cash on his chest.
Yeah. They used it.
On the space cakes.
Food.
He was then so snooped with the money. But anyway.
Get a receipt.
That entire scene, it felt like filler, like bullshit filler.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson, okay, fine. But why did he throw powder in there?
What was the powder?
Yeah, what was it? Like, it was almost like he's trying to be like his calling card. Like, he's like, the dusted bandit. Mm.
The dusted bandit.
It works for me.
Okay.
I think he brought it in himself. He told him, don't worry, I'll finish off the scene.
Yeah.
I've got a thing.
Han has a mini LSD trip.
Yeah.
Never referred to
again.
Just... You need that much of context for it, and then it's done.
Yeah.
What?
It lasts long, eh?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Apparently. So they didn't... You're saying they didn't get all the supplies that they actually paid
for? Is she on drugs?
Is she... Ooh.
Is she on drugs?
No, not now.
Oh, okay. Dwellums.
They don't get everything. They don't get everything.
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't get in. It's not even everything. They get
they don't
nothing.
Get anything.
They get nothing.
No, because they go to Jason Statham. He leaves with his car.
And they get cars.
They get cars. That's it.
Yeah. He gave them cars.
Yeah.
Which they then drove to get into the plane.
Yeah.
Basically, if I understand it correctly.
They didn't even have guns.
No. Yeah.
No
tech, nothing. The guard's eye was gone.
Fuck, my bro. Like, you would think they would...
Still quiet.
No.
Still quiet. I don't care.
Brie Larson is introduced, and she goes to this bar, and then moves people and shoots the ceiling for no reason.
But
why?
Like, because...
She needs to assert the dominance.
Exactly. It's getting the establishment.
But the bomber was on her side.
Exactly. Yeah.
But also, Vin Diesel wasn't on her side. She had to prove that she's an alpha as well.
Okay.
Alphas only respond to alphas.
I see.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know.
Sure.
Jody's got the background source.
I know.
He's got the source.
I will defend this movie.
he's going to run up his team by the end of it. Because... Yes, it is. So no.
We're not on that level. At the and table, I'm watching Interstellar tonight, okay.
One of the worst pieces of dialogue when she says, it's impossible. And he said, nothing is impossible.
If you have family.
No, he said, you've got to have faith. You just have to have faith. And he puts the cross on the propaganda.
Yeah, the Lord. He should have gone all along. I knew a guy once who thought nothing's impossible.
He got nailed to a cross. Also, like, why is he doing that voice? There were bits of dialogue that I actually missed.
Yeah, because you couldn't hear what he was saying.
And when you hear him in interviews, it's totally different. Like,
brave
you can,
editing.
Okay.
Very brave editing. I know you want to get into Fast X News. Because there's very specific
we'll get to that. Yeah.
But I also want to drop my favorite bit of just happening.
Mm.
The feel the rhythm, feel the ride.
Yeah.
Come on, Jamaica. It's jump out the car time.
So the line is, under worst bits of dialogue, find the line, feel the air, and let it fly.
Yeah. Which to his lighting means jump out of a flying car.
No, which was pretty much like 4-7.
We knew they were going to come back to it because when you meet Dom and his child, the light is slightly donuts and he's like, oh, I can't drive like you. I'm not
he
a big fucking
donut.
Man.
Yeah.
And then he says the line, find the line, feel the air, feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme.
Mm.
And then it's the scene on the bridge and Dante has the child. Yes, I mean, Dante has the child in his car.
Yes.
They are on the same... radio. Yeah.
Child not driving.
First of all, do they all have the same frequency? Anyway.
It's the Avengers frequency. You don't ask that question in Avengers. They all have the same frequency.
So then he tells them, says the line, find the rhythm, feel the child. How does that child know to jump out of one vehicle into the other
Where was he going to feel the air? When he flies.
But the windows are open.
Really
open.
Flies.
Yeah. The door is open.
Yeah, the door
is open.
The wind
is coming.
He's feeling the wind.
He-Man is dead. No.
Fuck
they,
off,
like, they could not have had this conversation beforehand.
No.
Like, if
it's
I say
a protocol.
This word,
no.
If I
no.
say this word and I'm and you're in a car with a stranger
it's a protocol.
And I'm driving next to you, just know they need to jump out of
I
the car if
you.
I say that.
Yeah.
They could not have had the conversation.
Because when Dom shouts now, that lighty is good to go, man.
That's insane.
What kind of childhood is that?
That's a protocol.
That's child abuse at this point.
He killed. That lighty killed people.
Yes, that's child abuse at this point.
He killed people in the car.
He loaded the cannon.
Car.
Yeah, he loaded the cannon.
And they high-fived him.
And he was like, yes, I'm killing people.
Yeah, yes.
I'm so excited. The
cannon car is pretty fucked up also.
Yeah.
How heavy is that car?
Yeah, and yeah.
Not even that. Like, he rocket jumped with that car.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a rocket jump since fucking Unreal Tournament 3. Rocket jumps. Who bolts that into? How
as
does
a
he
feature.
Factor in here?
For when the people are under you.
He did not have to die.
No.
He had a cannon car.
Yes, he could have. Cause and
doof, 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 doof.
And
come on.
And
or
the kid
just driven straight through them.
He fixed the mechanism,
yes.
So he could have just shot cannons.
Yeah, we.
But the like, cannons don't go that way.
But if you.
Only
there's a blast
way.
Zone.
Think about what we've seen in these movies.
Yes.
He could have done it without fucking dying.
They needed a death, and they were like, John Cena, you're never going to get a lead role in this franchise. So
no, I think John Cena said, can you please kill me?
I want out.
My career's going somewhere.
I want out. This is enough for me.
He immediately read the script and he's like, can you please kill me in this movie? Thank you.
Because according to Louis Leterrier, he wrote the death in, and Vin Diesel was like, no. And then John Cena was like,
yeah.
He had to convince everyone that it makes sense to kill him. So you are 100%
right. 100%. Anyway, so it is revealed that Ames also works with
Jason Momoa's character.
I think that's only the first time we've had
the old switcheroo.
Ames goes much further back, though.
The thing is, because then they retcon
again,
a retcon,
again.
He was another person. And they've left enough for him to add one more.
Yes, they did. You can see his shoulder in the beginning, apparently.
Yeah.
So they retcon a retcon, and Ames is actually working for Dante.
Mm.
But why did he not brace for impact in the car?
Mm.
No, you want Mr.
no,
I have answers for everything?
I don't want Ames.
Yes.
Have you seen his body? He doesn't have to brace for shit.
He knew Dante was going to come after the car.
Exactly. And also, like, Vin Diesel was like, nobody listens these days.
Yeah, but how did Vin Diesel know that exactly. he was going to come after the car?
Because he knew the whole time.
Yeah, but then...
What?
But then the movie makes no sense. Well, it doesn't, but
we
I mean, like...
We are 10 in. No, that's no excuse anymore. That's no excuse anymore. I'm sorry.
So, Jason Momoa always knows what's going to happen. He just always knew what's going to happen. To the point where he had remote control trucks.
I'm not talking about Jason Momoa. I'm talking about Ames.
But I'm saying because Jason Momoa always knew what's going to happen, everyone else also.
But even that doesn't make sense. Why attempt the fucking trucks when you can blow up the whole damn first trucks?
Drama?
There was no drama.
The drama? The anxiety?
No, I'm sorry.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I felt absolutely no anxiety watching this movie. You know, like, there's those, like, 10 scenes in movies.
There was no tension.
You're just like, okay, they're gonna get away with it. They're gonna come out of it.
Me too, but I enjoyed it.
No.
That's sure. on you guys if you didn't like it.
Okay, can we, like, in this room come together and be like, we could have probably written a better
story.
No,
you had a hard night earlier. We can't come together.
Well, no. It's going to last longer than us, that's for sure.
No, like, we probably could have written a better script.
I'll definitely. Yeah. No, even an outline, at
yeah,
least.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
That's all they need.
Why does Brie Larson carry God's eye on her person?
Yeah.
Oh, that's problematic.
She sticks it at the bridge.
With God's eye.
Yeah.
For no reason.
No reason whatsoever.
She wasn't needed in that scene.
No.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, my God. What is Dom's car made of?
Domtanium.
Domtanium. I was going to say...
Same thing he's made out.
I was going to say like I think it's like a... It's like a mix.
We actually have family stitched into the fabric.
Every single fiber and thread is family.
Brian's hair.
No, but I think it's probably like a mix of titanium, adamantium, and vibranium all together.
I would have loved an explanation for that because that motherfucker jumps out of an aeroplane.
Onto cars.
Onto cars.
Yeah.
And squashing it.
As we've been taught, landing on a car is the best place to land for anything. This is what we've been taught in the last few movies. That's how you catch people without hurting them. That's how you land your car.
I was going to say, like, people on top. Nah.
Yes.
Nah. Nah,
you guys are nah. This is nitpicking.
No.
These are massive plot holes. It's not nitpicking. It's massive plot holes.
So, do you think the script was written by AI?
ChatGPT 3.5. It wasn't four yet.
I mean, there's a lot of things happening that is just it's so ridiculous.
This script, if you look at like Canon Car. That is a lighty's idea of what the car is.
It was a child.
This is Vin Diesel writing out all of these fantasies that he used to play out. In the last movie, package this now, Ross. Okay. In the last movie, the big reveal is going to be Vin Diesel as a lighty. He's playing with cars and this entire thing.
It's
is
just him like make-believing.
Yeah.
Love it.
No.
Lighty Vin Diesel.
Do you know what would be like
love
the
it.
Ultimate thing? The ultimate thing was this was all just Vin Diesel's like a dream.
Yeah.
He's been dreaming this entire thing the entire time.
Because like, he knocked his head in the first movie.
Yeah, and also like...
He's in a coma.
He had a normal life. Yeah. He's just like an average dude, but he's just dreaming this entire thing.
No, we need to call back to the first crash from Fast and Furious 1.
Yes.
And he's actually in a coma. He didn't escape.
He never woke up.
Love it. Another little bit of terrible dialogue. Game recognizes game. That was cringy as shit.
Yes.
Without honor, you got no family.
Yeah.
Without family, you got nothing. How does that
Is
work?
It wrong?
Yes.
Is it wrong?
You can have honor without family easily.
You always have family.
You people think you can buy everything, but you can't buy the streets.
Uh-huh.
And he literally bought like half the streets.
He bought the Brazilian streets. He came in there as an interloper.
I was like, what the fuck? But now, okay, you want to praise it a little?
Yeah, let's go.
Best bits of dialogue.
Yes.
It's mostly
Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa
always, all Jason Momoa when he says, "What? The Vatican?" Okay, I'll do it. You guys are going to hell. Amazing.
That entire weekend to Bernie scene.
Yeah. That was insane.
That is literally the entire nail polish. Oh my God, it's so funny. Especially when they cut to the second dead body and he's got that.
The tape on the eyes.
He also says when he pulls up with his lilac car and his lilac nails, and he says, "I know what you're thinking. Yes, the carpet does match the dress."
I love.
You fucking love that.
Yo.
And then another one I thought was quite funny was when Vin Diesel goes to the old police station and he's looking at the shit and he's like, "I'm bummed I'm not there to show you around. And a little embarrassed you saw my vision board."
That was cuck funny. That was cuck funny.
He's so fucking good at this.
You know what was also really good, eh? Like the mini fight that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
The expectation through this entire film. Two big guys that you're gonna roll at some point in this movie.
He doesn't fight him.
He doesn't. He gets his ass kicked. Jason Momoa gets his ass kicked for like 2 seconds, and then that fight scene's over. And then he just like spits out these two.
Yeah. And he calls him a butthole. Yeah.
You butthole.
And then it's like, here's the next part of my plan: helicopters.
Yeah, amazing.
With snipers.
Yeah, he's just got like everything, and I don't know how he got.
Which
all
is another
henchmen.
Joke. Another Joker callback.
Yeah.
Because it's the same like in Dark Knight where Joker's being beat up by Batman and he actually wants to be beaten up. That's the vibe.
Christopher Nolan.
Yes.
I can't anymore.
You can't stray.
No, I can't stray. Because fuck it, okay?
Do it scene by scene next to the car.
No, listen.
Can I just say what this movie was missing? Was a fight scene with tools.
Yeah,
no wheel spanners.
There was no spanners. No
in the works.
No, there was a lot of spanners in the works. But like, yeah.
Also, Sci-Fi X, that entire thing with like three touches.
Also, yeah, can we
that whole bed? Yeah, thing, but the whole thing.
Yeah, and somehow the wiring for the gas is in
her bed.
In the bed mechanism. Yeah,
and she just tweaks it.
Mm. But can I just say, like, can
you
we
can just stop asking if you can say you can?
But it's polite. Okay. We family are acting.
Okay.
After interrupted my intro.
I'm trying to make up for it. So can we just get to the point where hacking in movies is not fucking...
Oh my God. It was so cringeworthy because this wasn't even like...
There was no time crunch.
But it wasn't even modern bad hacking.
Yeah.
It was like bad hacking from 99.
With touchscreens.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. But... in Tej's defense,
there's no
he
defense.
Just owned a garage, and now he's
yeah. I was gonna say, like, how? Where was the transition?
He just learned C++,
and CompTIA, and Network Plus.
So he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he just switched to Chrome.
No, Brave browser.
Yeah, Brave. Listen, my issue is a lot of it seems dated. A lot of these ideas. Or from the 90s and 2000s.
And also, like, why is Natalie Emmanuel's character...
still a child. He is still a child.
Why is she walking around with a laptop around her neck? Did he, like, yes. That didn't make any sense. Can't she
it's
have a
mobile.
Tablet? No, like, you like, in this, like, dangerous situation, like, with agents chasing you, but you've got a laptop like a nerd around your neck.
It's ridiculous because they are working on a laptop, I assume, which is already quite powerful.
Yeah.
And then she's like, "No, we need more power.
We need more RAM.
Yeah.
We need more blockchain."
That's a SATA drive in there. We need an SSD.
That was such a missed opportunity because Tej could have said, "We need more RAM." And then Ramsey comes in and she's like, "Did you say RAM?"
Wow.
No.
You're in Vin Diesel's mindset, I think, a little too much.
He crept in a bit too much.
But too much. How many times do you think they said family in this film?
I tried counting.
Yeah, I lost count in the first 10 minutes because I was at like...
So what are your guesses?
Movie was 2.5 hours.
50.
Wow. That's high.
That's really high. I'll say like between 20 and 30 times.
You?
I got 40.
Wow, 22.
Oh,
okay.
I know.
That's a low family count, eh?
That is, but
I win.
It's a low
family. You do.
<It's> but I lost at the end.
It's a low family count for what we think, but it's the highest of all of the films. So, number one, they say it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Too Fast, Too Furious. No Vin, no family.
Yeah.
Yes, but Brian does say Kerr in the movie.
Yeah, Kerr. Kerr, which is let a family
it,
member.
Let it go, Kerr.
Let it
that should
forget
count.
About it, Kerr.
That should count.
Tokyo Drift 2 times.
Okay.
Fast and Furious 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
Fast 5 times.
It ramps up. It's not ramping.
And then Fast and Furious 6, 11 times.
Nice.
Okay.
And then they were like, that's too much, because in Furious 7, they said 9 times.
Okay.
Oh.
And in Fate of the Furious, this is where we
dial it back. Okay.
Times.
Okay.
And then they dial it back for 9 again to only 7 times.
That's disappointing. Okay.
Right? And that's where the meme started around 7.
Mm. Yeah, but like the memes ramped up after like 8 and 9.
Yeah.
And then I think it's our fault that they say 22 times.
It's because he clusters it also, man.
Yeah, he does cluster thing. It.
He clusters
okay, predictions. Predictions.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Is this how many times Vin Diesel says it?
No, in total. So yeah. Actually, Dante says it more than Vin Diesel in this.
Because he's making cut of Vin Diesel.
Yeah. He says it 9 times Dante says it 9 times.
Okay, predictions for how many times they're going to say it in the next movies?
0.
Ooh. Plot twist.
Mm.
Actual plot twist.
Yeah. 0 times.
0 times.
Ah. The Toretto family tree.
Mm. Mm, it's getting very interesting.
Abuelo she's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Ah, I've been wondering what they.
She's Puerto Rican.
Think Dominican?
No. When they started, they had Italian roots.
Of course.
Because Toretto is a
Italian. Son.
Exactly. Her son, Jack Toretto, is a man.
A man, yeah.
He's racially ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Mia Toretto, who's also a little ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
You have Jacob, which is a white man.
White man.
Potentially, thing is lighty.
No, but it's confirmed that they are blood.
Oh, okay.
So,
but with the mommy moss.
No,
Jack's wife.
No, he's Jack's son.
That's, I know, but my theory is that he's not Jack's son.
Yeah, but
he's
what your theory and what was confirmed is 2 different things.
I'm more in Vin's head than you are.
No, you are. Apparently not. Yeah. So
I don't let facts stand in the way.
Mia, Jacob, and Dom are
blood relatives.
Same father.
Okay.
Dom's mother is never referenced.
Uh-huh.
So yes. The mother could be different mothers and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Ilana, who's
Dom's first, second.
She's Brazilian.
Yeah.
Mm.
Her sister is Isabel, who's also Brazilian but white.
Mm.
Mm.
And then
very Eastern European.
Lil B is black.
Yeah.
Oh.
How? Jody?
Elena, so. Recessive genes. Recessive genes, Abigail. We don't know all of Elena of what's her name's family, right? Who died.
Elena Neves.
Yes. Mm. We don't know all of her family stuff. So recessive genes hide in the blood and then can eventually come out.
Like gingers.
There was a photo of the dead sister and the fucking baby, and the fucking baby's white.
She's true. She's right.
On the photo.
That's right. That's someone else's child. But not only them in their family. They're Brazilian. There's lots of family.
This is Brazil.
Yeah.
No.
There's the nobodies also have family. Little nobody is we don't know. The right-hand man. And then Tess is nobody's daughter.
Mm.
Then you have the Shaw family
with
Deckard, Owen, and Hattie.
Yeah, Owen is in rehab now, Sikon. Because he's just not there.
Mm. Probably. And then the rest of the family is all like Brasa.
Yeah.
Why
was Hattie there?
In that movie.
Yeah. Why did she have to... She came there and she's like, your family's safe. She like explained
the
whole thing.
No, she's not Auntie. Auntie's the daughter.
Oh, sorry. What's her name?
Magdalene.
Queenie.
Yeah.
Magdalene.
Yeah.
Queenie, so she comes there and she's like, your family's safe, and explains the whole thing to Dom.
Mm.
No one was safe for one. But also, why was she there in Rome?
To remind people that the Shaws are also involved.
Yeah.
Because then it connects to Jason Statham, who's like, my mom's in trouble.
Yeah.
I gotta go transport this fucking transport thing.
I'm in my mom's car.
I'm in my mom's
car.
See how I got you guys back into it? I reverse psychology you. Now you're back.
Oh, no. We still
do that shit.
You? I planted the seed. Inception.
There was no seed planted. So, speaking about family, Alan Richson said in the interview that there was an early version of the script in which Ames and Dante were revealed to be brothers.
Must be.
And they actually shot that scene, but they used the other ending. That
also, did you know who was going to play Ames Ross? Is that in one of your fun facts?
What do you? No, I don't.
Alan Richson was a replacement.
Oh, and four. Ames was going to be?
Keanu Reeves.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Keanu Reeves was actually cast in the role.
This is like, and this then is like 20 levels him. Below Keanu Reeves.
That is, yeah, after he, John Wick 4. Yeah. No.
This is 20 levels below John
Wick. Well, you Wicks. Haven't seen it, so.
Maybe.
No, but.
Maybe he saw the script and he was like, whoa.
Yeah, he's like,
no.
But
he has a Matrix now.
Another like, thing was when
are you actually calling it cuck?
Yes,
no,
yes.
No. Whatever, don't turn my words against me.
Stop this cuck script coming. When Ames and Little Miss Nobody are discussing the things in that weird room, yes, with all the hanging
the screens. Worst CGI yeah. ever.
First of all, that room is what? Exactly. Yeah. And second of all, the footage that they have would be impossible for them to have. Yes. Actually.
Yeah. Almost all of it.
It's like they're taking us all for a boost, man.
No. No, Russ. No. They used Dante's vision board for that, man. Because Ames and him was connected. He just didn't know it then.
Okay,
that's
sure.
That's an early reveal.
Paul Walker's brothers have also confirmed that they will not reprise their fill-in roles.
Oh, mm. I don't care.
But that's the thing. Just fucking kill the man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That, the only thing I cannot forgive in this movie is that Pablo is not discussed in any shape or form, and that they don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with it.
But they did use the Pablo message to get the Rock back. So, yeah.
But it's actually speaks to how they're dealing with the trauma. They're not themselves. Actually dealing with it.
You see,
they're just ignoring it. Mm. That's why his performance is so bad.
Yeah. Struggling.
I found this quite funny because Letteria said with Esquire Middle East.
Mm. Okay.
You know, that hub of news.
The fashion mag, which is just robes, basically, and fezzes. But he said, what I wanted to do in this one, because it's very much my style, was to ground it more in reality.
Of course.
I wanted to, no pun intended, land it back on Earth. Mm. They went into space in number 9, and I was like, okay, they went to space. There's no way I can top that. But what I can do is stuff that we've never done before, practically, such as rolling a one-ton bomb, an actual one-ton metal ball in the streets of Rome, and hope not to destroy the Colosseum.
You hope?
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
No.
That's how you...
He sounds
go
fucking delusional.
But Diesel was there.
Because there's nothing grounded in this movie. There's nothing.
When you're talking about that rolling ball scene, yes. When he's like, oh, I'm going to do something. What did you think he was going to do?
Exactly. Like,
and he drives his car into a crane, which then knocks the bomb into
the back of the...
And the car lands perfectly. Yeah. He can still drive it.
He knew.
And also the same. Bomb goes off and he's completely unharmed.
Why? Because he used his NOS.
No,
there's no NOS there.
Yeah, he's driving and then he drugs his NOS and he gets ahead of the flame.
Oh my God, Jody, you can't keep doing this. Let's talk about the ending because it just ends.
Yeah, it just ends.
It's a cliffhanger.
No,
that's not a cliffhanger.
It's a cliffhanger.
It's not a cliffhanger.
But it's like indicative of how the movie went though, because they ended scenes like where you just like
Letty and Cypher's fight, for instance.
Yeah, I just like ended. And but now what happens next?
She said, literally, we have 4 minutes and like that'll do. And they start fighting.
Yeah.
And then it just cuts.
Yeah.
They only had 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And she had time to go up to the thing and then come back down and Cypher's still waiting there. They still
and Cypher's gotten the clothes ready.
Yeah, but I mean, why not have the fucking fight timed and be like, we have 4 minutes and they fight each other for 3 minutes, 50 seconds and be like, okay, we have to go now. And then go. Like, do something fun with it.
Yeah.
No, you got no case.
I don't have to defend.
No, now.
No, now's the time.
Defense rests. Yeah, that's right.
Defense is time.
But you're right. It was like a lot of scenes were just there for no reason and cut for no reason.
Mm.
Every time they cut back to the rest of the family, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Please give me less of this.
Yeah.
So the cliffhanger happens. Dom is going to die. They tried to kill him like 3 B's. Times within 10 minutes.
Yeah, Lil B as well.
And they blow the dam.
Yes. And then that
fucks with that off bomb.
Yeah, and it ends there.
Yeah.
I like that they use the Winter Soldier bombs now.
Yeah, the magnetic ones. Yeah. But then just blow the dam from the beginning. They didn't need the trucks.
Mm.
He's theatrical.
Sure, but how they set everything up we all know no one is dead.
Yeah.
Maybe John Cena.
Yeah. Maybe.
And we know Vin isn't going to die.
Mm. Yes.
So why?
But do you know what's actually going to happen?
What?
They're gonna bring everybody back in like an in-game style. Mm. Mm. But you know who's gonna bring them back? It's Bow Wow.
Bow Wow's
gonna bring them back.
Oh yeah.
Bow Wow and Lucas Black are gonna bring them back. Like
no,
and then they're gonna play the Tokyo Drift theme song.
No, they I honestly think that you're not far off, but I think they're going to bring more people back.
Mm.
I think every fucking person.
Ja Rule needs to come back.
Monica!
Menage!
I think anyone.
The guy that was playing Gran Turismo?
Yes.
In his car?
Anyone who has been involved in this franchise at some point.
Even the guy that they
coming back.
Even the guy that they put the pot on his stomach in too far.
Yeah, the rat.
Was a rat.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
They're bringing everyone.
Eva Mendes is coming back.
Yes. So
she was referencing.
You know, I forgot that she was in Too Fast, Too Furious until I saw those TikTok videos.
And Part 5.
Oh, yeah. She had a small role in Part 5. Yeah.
She's the one that chose the t-shirt.
Los Lobos and Tobos.
Yes, the two Brazilian dudes. Carlos and Tito.
And Santiago. So they, I don't know their names.
Yeah, they almost lost all their money in part.
Yeah.
They're on the streets now.
But you know what is funny also?
They're not even in Brazil.
Yeah. Like, when Vin and Han said, so they're talking, and they're talking about Tyrese saying the thing. And then Han says, Los Bandoleros for life. And then Vin says, Los Bandoleros for life.
Also, never reference the kid.
Also, you know who's definitely coming back is DK. DK needs
Donkey Kong.
He needs to redeem himself.
He needs to redeem himself. Also,
in some sort of like DK way, like the drifting is the solution to this situation.
Mm. No, guys, this was not a fun film. It's too bad.
Yeah,
it's too bad.
And I haven't
felt
that
too bad. Part 2 was too bad, too furious.
Too bad. Too
this furious. One is...
Yeah, but that was the 2000 store. We are in 2023. We are literally like at the peak of action films.
And look, I can't remember the last time I walked out of a cinema and I was like...
Yeah.
I actually shouldn't have done that.
I've been clipping for 2.5
No, like for real though, like I haven't walked out of a cinema and like... thought to myself, my life before this was better.
Oh my word.
Yeah, was your wife keen to see it or not?
No, she is. She's gonna go and see it because she is, as Jody is, the biggest Fast franchise fan of all time. She holds the thought that this franchise can do absolutely nothing wrong.
Wow.
Everything can happen in real life. Right. Everything is real life. There's no CGI. Everything was done in camera, practical effects. Like
she's
everything
right.
is real.
I also felt like that up to a point, but that's when I said, when I watch it at home, I feel a different way. In the cinema, it's fucking trash.
Mm. No, but like, can we talk about when Vin Diesel drove down the stairs in Rome? That CGI, was trash. Yo.
Even the great ball of fire.
Yeah, the great ball of fire. What?
That was trash.
Were they
even
thinking?
The planes in the sky.
Horrible.
The lighting didn't match. There
but
was
it's like
absolutely
all
nothing.
The money was spent on other shit.
On Vin Diesel's arms.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So let's. I mean, they.
What, Ross? We've got to talk about what's coming next because we're like.
No,
a
but
I want to off.
Yeah. You said there's no time limit.
That's the Faga guy.
No,
that's the Faga.
I am going into that because I want to talk about like the interviews and the post, the press that they've been doing for this film. And first of all, they all think that this is like the greatest cinematic event known to man.
Yeah, but you
I know they have to sell a movie, right?
Mm. Mm.
But the way they are talking is like they fucking created the entire MCU.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Giving Black Adam. It's giving Rock and Black Adam style.
Exactly that. Yeah. Mm. Michelle Rodriguez is like, dude, man, Marvel movies, they're fucking dog shit. Mm. No one's doing what we're doing. They can suck my dick, bitch. And then I'm like, bitch, you in the 11th movie?
Yeah.
And Tyrese is like, yo, I should have motherfucking gotten an Oscar, bitch. And I'm like, bitch.
No.
Your role is one of the worst things ever put to fucking screen.
To film, yeah.
I mean, go back to music. Ludacris even like, why do we keep doing this shit? And because it's making $900 million. That's why. And I'm like, bitch, it's making $900 million because most of your fan base are not English speakers.
Yeah.
Which is actually a bit of an issue this time around, because they've been killing it in China for many years with this franchise.
Yeah.
One of the biggest
markets. And Latin America.
Yes.
They've pandered
But they pandered to Latin America. Do you know who should be in the next movie? Is Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
That's a logical fit.
Yeah, like Bad Bunny or like a J Balvin.
No, but I honestly don't think they need to add any more people. Now that we have Dante, don't need to add anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
They can gather who has been introduced before.
And Dante is the Thanos, basically.
Exactly.
Because this was also the first movie that there wasn't like a rap star cameo, like, because like the last one was Cardi B.
Who was that woman who started the race?
Yeah, started the race. I don't know. I think that is pandering to Latin America.
But that's why I assume she's big there or something, because the way that they framed us, how they always frame the rap stars.
Yes.
Speaking of that, I was like, oh, there's no skinny bum parties in this film.
And then there was.
Yes. Out of nowhere. And I was like, okay.
There's always room for
also, one more thing. When they announced... No, but I'm just going to say it. So when they announce which part of the world they're in, that big text across the screen, that was so shit.
Yeah, like, it looked. You can see no
word art.
You know why? Because it was a PNG that wasn't actual size. Yes. That they stretched.
They stretched. Yeah, yeah.
No,
it wasn't a vector file. It wasn't a vector file.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
What it reminded me of, you know, when you used to play around on your Microsoft Word. You're like,
no,
I want those 3D.
I fucking hate Microsoft Word. Oh,
I'm
word
talking
art.
About the 90s.
Yeah, word art. It was word art.
Primary school assignment. Yeah.
They're like, the rainbow one.
Yeah.
We have no more budget. Here's a Pentium 1.
Yeah.
Do what you can.
Go crazy. Go crazy.
But yeah, the press about, we're going to get into what was revealed, but I just think the attitude from the creators of this film is a little bit delusional.
But when you say that, it's mainly Vin Diesel, though.
No, it's Michelle as well.
Yeah.
Tyrese thinks he should win a fucking Oscar.
but like Tyrese, Michelle now did Dungeons and Dragons, that bombed. But Tyrese is not in anything else.
No,
at
he's
least not,
not
anything that was like worth talking about.
Ludacris got a fucking Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Yes, I saw that thing a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
But they are invested.
For one franchise.
Yeah.
They are invested because they don't have anything else.
They don't.
So they must. It's a Stockholm Syndrome situation. They must. Like,
you are in that Stockholm Syndrome.
I'm there with them.
You're with him there. You're there.
We're going to get him out. We're going to get a professional. I'll talk to my therapist.
Slow me down a bit. Yeah.
Because so he's been doing this press tour, and he's been going on the red carpets, and he's been announcing things.
Yeah.
But like, giggling to himself, like being like, "Oh, is it gonna?"
But this is his face in like all of the stuff. Like.
Yeah. And he's like, "What?" And he moves to the back, does his shit, and people are like, "Oh my god, I broke a story." So let's have a list of what he said, Joe.
The big one, the producers, the funders, they saw a screening of the movie before everyone else. They now want this to be a trilogy.
A trilogy.
It's
yeah.
not gonna be a two-parter. Yeah. Louis Leterrier came out and he's like, "Don't know what the fuck this bro's talking about."
Okay, he's like,
the movie's been shot as
a two quarter.
You can't just decide after the first one ends that you're gonna drag it.
This is do you think he's fishing?
Yes.
It's literally that.
Because the next bit of news then is the spin-offs. Did anyone hear spin-offs?
And nobody reacts.
Nobody reacts. Like said. All female person. Spin-off is what he said.
Okay.
So Letty.
Letty. Charlize.
Mrs.
Jordana Bryston.
Bryanston.
Bryanston.
Bryanston Larson.
Yeah, Bryanston Larson.
Gal Gadot.
Daniela Melchior.
Ugh.
Elena, she has to represent Brazil.
She was so wasted in this film because we know what she can do.
Yeah, she's representing
and
Brazil.
And I'm like, yo, my bro. Anyway, okay, yeah. Brazil.
Brazil, who else is there?
They'll bring back
Natalie Emmanuel.
Everyone.
Natalie Emmanuel.
She's a South African heritage, eh?
She's what?
She's of South African
heritage. Yes, I don't know. Natalie Emmanuel.
Natalie Emmanuel.
Natty. they're gonna bring back. They're gonna bring back. What's her face? All of those female police officers who turn bad. The MMA fighters.
Yes.
They're going to bring both of them back
as well.
Also Monica.
Monica.
They're going to bring Monica back.
Are you in? Or
Rita
are you
Ora. Rita Ora's got to be Rita there. Ora. She started the race.
Sure. I like Abby. Looking at Rita Ora. I like looking at her, but I don't think she's needed in this.
This is London.
But we need Cardi B.
No, we don't. Would you be interested in that?
No.
Jody?
Man, you can get me interested in a lot of fast spin-offs.
Fuck off. So I definitely think he is also fishing with this.
Emphasis on spin-offs.
Yeah.
Because there's a world here, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to spin out.
No. Got to feel the car.
Yeah, you got to feel the air.
Feel the rhythm.
Feel the rhyme.
Make it fly.
It's bobsled time. So that's what he said. And then... he also said one thing that I saw was one of the interviewers said, I saw you chatting with Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
What was that discussion about? Is there something in the future? And then Vin Diesel was like, oh, it's too hot. It's too hot for the press. It's too hot for the press. Oh,
is Vin Diesel the DJ Khaled of the movie world?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because everything is like, but
that
did.
The only difference is that I don't want him to win.
Yeah.
I want Dante to kill them all.
Yeah.
Okay, because in all honesty, the only way that they can finish this movie franchise is if Vin Diesel dies.
He needs to die. He has to die.
It's in his contract.
How he's going to die?
He's going to die, and then they're going to show him watching his family on monitors for the rest of his life.
Lame. Can I tell you the ultimate spin-off?
Okay.
What would be the ultimate spin-off is that if Lil B starts like a Teen Titans version of like Fast and the Furious, where it's like the kids, the next gen, it's like Fast and the Furious next gen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be like a cool spin-off.
So it's like SWAT Cut, but with cars. He's just solving neighborhood crimes.
Dynamite Diplomat dudes.
With his little go-kart because he can't legally drive.
Yeah. Because then you have Roman's
Natalie
kid.
Emmanuel is of St. Lucian and English descent.
No, do you know who's African descent is?
Yeah, but she's an Emmanuel.
ETV at 12 o'clock. Zero volume.
You don't
No remotes.
I used to enjoy the stories, actually.
The comprehensive plot.
Character development.
Yeah.
But I don't care about it anymore.
Mm.
I can't. I've got nothing left. I'm out of NOS.
Mm. I'm out of family.
I'm there till the end of the road, my bro.
You might be there till the end of your life.
I will be reviewing.
They release the last one the day before you die. Diesel dies on screen, you freak also.
And I'm like,
his two sons have to keep watching the movies in memory of their father.
Worth it. I'll be reviewing the remaining movies alone.
No, look, I'll go if you pay for it. But I'm not. I can't give this franchise any more money. I can't. And I'm worried that Abby's never going to forgive me.
Dragging her along with these things.
The one thing I can say, though, the cinema experience was really cool because we all had a lot of, like, what the fuck moments.
Yes.
Hands up. And the people behind us were fucking dying. They were seeing themselves sitting on, like, what the fuck? It was so random, but I think, like, everybody in the cinema had the same fucking
thing. Yeah.
Everybody in front of us.
Also, that Brian in front of us took his shoes off.
Yeah,
he's lying there on his socks, bro.
He took his shoes off. He put his feet on the chair, and then he was just shaking his head.
Like, what's happening, bro?
I kept turning around, and I looked at Hadley and Spencer, and all Hadley had was this frustrated.
No, it's like the moments that were supposed to be serious. People were laughing.
Yeah.
I was laughing.
Yeah.
And it's like such forced emotion because every time Vin Diesel has to have a moment of like, I don't want to lose my family. Little for life. And then, what the fuck? What is this? This is how you should watch this movie.
Yeah.
If you are a drinker.
Don't.
No. If you are a drinker or a smoker, enjoy your vice.
Yes.
And get a group of friends with and watch this movie together.
Family.
this movie will break up your family.
Yeah. this movie's a break up my happy home quick. So I would suggest watch it like that. Get inebriated, get some mentor that you're going to have a fun time with and watch this cuck together. And don't worry about talking during the movie because it doesn't matter.
You have to let it out. But that's how I went in. And that's why it was so enjoyable for me. Like all the what the fuck moments, I literally was shouting because the speakers were so loud.
But I paid money, man.
I can shout out and be like, what the fuck is going on here?
I paid money, man.
No. You're paying for the experience.
I could have had that experience with me and my wife on the couch. What the fucking all the way through it.
Okay, like
no, WTF.
You shouldn't have to pay for that.
I don't mind.
That's why you got married.
Get your bag, baby. Get your bag. Okay, I'm all Fast and Furious out. My disc is full. It stopped filming a while ago. So it is what it is. And are there any final thoughts from you guys?
I'm in it.
Go first.
Yeah. I'm in it.
You're still in it.
I'm in it.
Casual.
I'll go last.
Okay. I am out of it. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm free. The shackles of Christianity and propaganda has been. I've been free.
Free at last. Free at last.
I'm just going to stream it. I'm just going to go into like If Movies or something.
Yeah.
I'm out. Like, I'm really out.
If this movie.
If this movie.
Okay. That's that. And butter is fat.
That it is.
That it is.
Flight, the story is.
If someone wanted to find you, Casual Dog Podcast, Suleiman
slash podcast.
How would they do that?
How would they find me? So I'm on Instagram at Casual Dog Podcast.
But you haven't released an episode in a while.
I have not.
What's up with that?
Lots of shorts.
Life. I do a lot of shorts. So like my socials are popping.
My socials are popping right now.
So yeah, if you want to see me on the socials, it's Casual Dog Podcast on Instagram. On TikTok, it's just Casual Dog Pod.
Okay.
So you can see me over there reviewing Prime.
When can we expect a new episode?
So I'm planning on releasing pretty soon. I'm not going to hold myself to a release date because.
Oh, you should though.
No, I should.
Oh, okay.
Like, internally, I do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell people, tune in on the 10th of June. It's going to be here.
Okay. Well, tune in on the 10th of June.
I'm just going to Google calendar.
It's going to be here. There's a link in our bio for his Google calendar.
Yeah.
The event calendar. Yeah.
But I also need to start the casual shorts, the casual tech weekly episodes.
I love casual shorts.
Casual shorts, yeah.
Mangas.
Mangas. Ungas.
Yeah. You don't need a belt. Okay, but you still making moves, you're still doing the thing, you're still enjoying it.
Still enjoying it. Nice. Like, I quite enjoy it, yeah.
And you might be starting something with your wife?
Yeah, might be starting like a little bit of a Bent podcast.
Nice.
Just the wife and I talking about shit.
Like what it looks like. Is there corn in it?
Is there corn in it?
I didn't eat corn for like 3 weeks. What have you been eating?
It's corn.
It's got the juice.
Yeah. So that might be coming up quite soon.
Did it help?
Yeah,
so I look forward to it. Yeah, I've been missing you. Okay, and if somebody wanted to find us, Johnny, how would they do that?
They can find us on all the socials. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Yeah,
we're still there also.
Yeah. But it's not popping.
No.
Not
popping. 3 likes is there.
Hey.
That finger popping each other's assholes.
Bicycle Brasser podcast in all of those places and write to us bicyclebrasser@gmail.com.
Shout the Lord for coming through. It was a lot of fucking fun, and I want you to stay safe. Okay.
Yeah, I'll stay safe
and keep your family safe.
Always keep
just like
family.
Family. I will be safe. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Rose.
Safe, everybody. Safe, Abby.
Safe, Abby.
Safe. You're not supposed to say your own name.